In the spring of 1917 on the Palestine front, General Murray sends his massive army forward to capture the city of Gaza and its badly needed water wells. The Ottoman Fourth Army has established a strong defensive position on a line from Gaza to the town of Beersheba, protected on its left flank by the Judean hills. On March 26th, the British advance and fight hard to gain much ground, losing many troops along the way.
Shrapnel had merged in a writhing white cloud over the advancing men. They plodded out of a haze of earth and smoke only to disappear into another barrage. Every yard must have seemed death to them. Some thousands of the poor chaps bled on that day.
By the afternoon, Gaza is almost completely surrounded, with the Turks preparing to give up the town. Suddenly, General Philip Chetwode, commanding cavalry of the Desert Column, fears that his men are being surrounded by the enemy and orders them to withdraw. Without the cavalry, the infantry becomes exposed to counterattack, so it too is ordered to fall back. The soldiers are bewildered. In the words of one division history,
"They considered they had captured Gaza and that they had been dragged, like a dog on a leash, from their prize."
On April 17, 1917, General Murray strikes at Gaza for a second time. A single British infantry division advances across a two-mile front. The fighting goes on for 3 days, but one division isn't enough, and thousands of soldiers die trying to break the Turkish line.
On making their final charge, the Turks stood up and received them with hand grenades, fleeing then to another line of trenches. Our poor chaps occupied the trench for a time, and then the Turks attacked with fixed bayonets, killing or capturing nearly every man.
The only reason the Turks do not counterattack is because they are low on ammunition. In June, Murray is dismissed and replaced by General Edmund Allenby, fresh from the Western Front. Allenby is a large man with a bad temper. Behind his back, he is known as Bull Allenby. But he is also a professional in the trade of warfare, and makes it clear to London that he will not move against the Gaza-Beersheba line until he gets plenty of reinforcements.
General Allenby, in many respects, is sort of a bundle of contradictions, because he could be very severe at times. There's this famous incident when he dresses down a soldier for not wearing a helmet, only discover that he's talking to a corpse. But he does this in France. And he's really this hard-driving commander with a reputation that was somewhat diminished. But when he comes to the Palestine front, he's going to get a brand new start. And he turns out to be a first-rate commander, because he's everywhere. In fact, his own men had a signal, the bloody bulls loose, when he was making his inspection tours. But he has this really close contact with his men.
Throughout the entire summer of 1917, soldiers endure the heat and other nasty features of the desert war.
"Though I keep picking off lice, there are plenty more. I just can't get rid of them, and I'm itching all over. My body is covered with red and purple blotches."
By October 1917, Allenby is ready to move against the enemy line. On a moonlit night, his army moves across the desert toward Gaza, arriving near the battleground at 3 in the morning on October 31st. A few hours later, the British strike simultaneously at Gaza and Beersheba. Allenby's plan is simple: attack Gaza and hold the enemy's attention, then send in a larger force to attack Beersheba on the Turkish left flank, take the city, then concentrate everything against Gaza. The battles rage the entire day, but the main event at Beersheba is the famous cavalry charge of the 4th Australian Light Horse Regiment, depicted in the 1987 film, The Light Horseman.
The long lines of cavalry swept forward at racing speed. half obscured in clouds of reddish dust. Over the Turks they went, leaping the two lines of deep trenches, and flung themselves into the trenches with the bayonet.
The Turkish line is broken and the enemy retreats to the north. The loss of Beersheba in a single day stuns the Turkish army. The next day, Allenby's troops hit the Turks hard at Gaza. Incredibly, most of the enemy still holds, and the Turks even make some counterattacks. But they cannot hold out against far superior forces. After holding solid for 9 months, the great Turkish line of defense has been destroyed. The third battle for Gaza is the beginning of the end for the Ottoman Empire.